Hey everybody, welcome back to Listen Bitch Presents. Tell me why you're special. This is the arena where we don't just talk about politics, we talk about power. Because the truth is, a lot of Americans don't feel represented anymore. They feel manipulated, ignored, exhausted, outspent, outvoiced, and somewhere along the way, people stop believing their participation actually mattered. Most people don't even argue about policy anymore. They argue about whether the entire system is broken. And when that trust disappears, everything gets unstable. But people were never meant to feel powerless in the country they live in. So today, we're talking about election systems, civic trust, money, corruption, technology, and whether ordinary people still have a real voice in America. Today's guest is Tom Joseph. He is the founder of Americans Mainstream Party, Main Street Party, and he's someone attempting to rethink how candidates rise to power in the first place. So I'm excited for this conversation. Tom, thank you so much for coming into the hot seat today. What is the moment for you where you realize that people weren't just frustrated with politicians, but that we are losing faith in the system itself?
There was a moment during the COVID where I just felt like partisanship was going to kill us. And it just things got to a fever pitch, and I made a decision that at that time I own a business, and I was at that time very scared about what was going to happen. I worked my entire career to get to a certain place, and it looked like it might all disappear. And I made a promise that if I survived the COVID financially and with my health, that I would do something. I didn't even know what that was, but I knew I wouldn't run for office, and I knew that doing something required changing a law would mean I'd probably spend the rest of my life trying and not doing.
Yeah. Why do you think that most Americans, or what do you think that they're kind of feeling emotionally right now when we think about politics? Because I know how I feel, and it's heated.
Yeah, and I think too that we feel disconnected and not part of the system, and not really, the system isn't working the way it should. There is no accountability, and we all have to fight for our jobs, our income, make customers happy, and they seem to be able to do whatever they want with no recourse. And that once they get in office, they pretty much are there until they decide that they don't want to be in office, and it's a very unfair system.
I feel like, Congress protects Congress, and there's been a big manipulation with when it comes to the Constitution and when it comes to laws, and there hasn't been accountability for a very long time. I think that we've kind of unleashed this beast. It's been a culmination of years. Why do you think it's now? Because I have a separate show that is just purely political. But I think like right now, why do you think it's so prevalent? Why do you think now is the time where people are finally realizing the system, I mean, it's been rigged for quite some time.
Yeah, for me, it doesn't feel that much different. I think over the last 2 decades, it's been different. I think it's reaching a fever pitch. My concern is that, I'm an engineer, and to me, it's a system. And systems that are out of control are going to experience one of two forms of disruption. A negative disruption is civil war, and a positive disruption is something that I am attempting.
No, I'm in full support of attempting the latter because number one, I mean, I think, people have talked about like civil war, the idea of it right now. I mean, we're too comfortable. People just genuinely don't care because they're so stuck in this and they're so stuck in like that. I just think everybody's a little too comfortable to actually stand up and have a voice. I think they're just comfortable. And my thing now, like my biggest thing, and it's about voting for policies. Like, if people did some research and realized how important it was, like locally, that's kind of where we start. The president is the least of our worries. Like, he's the last person that his decisions would affect our home life, right? Like how I raise my kids, what my community's like. And I think people are even just like it's not clicking for them. So, what's the groundwork in getting them to understand like local stuff matters, state stuff matters, like it's more important than anything.
Well, the specific issues matter. So I think right now, if you vote for a Republican or Democrat, you're not really sure what you're getting. And so what we try to build into this app is what we call My Issues. and that the local committee will determine what the issues are that are on the ballot. It's not just the candidate that's on the ballot. There are issues: two global, three national, two local. And to enter the contest, the contestants have to weigh in left, right, center, yes, no, on those issues. This makes it easy then for, you imagine if a system is free to run, a lot of people are going to want to be in there. So you need to be able to identify the people that match your issues. We're showing that we can do that in seconds. That you would go in and say, "Hey, on Iran, this is where I stand. This is where I stand on inflation." This, and boom, 20 matches come back. You can just endorse them all, not even look at them, do approval voting, get to the top 20. This is something that people are used to seeing in this country, whether it's reality shows or the Olympic trials, that there's a large field and it whittles down over a series of rounds, and that's how you get the top person. Our election system is pretty much a one-round contest. If a district is gerrymandered or uncompetitive, whoever wins the primary is in, and the incumbent comes in with a boatload of money. So this is why the system is broken.
And I mean, money has swayed so much for so long. I mean, hundreds of years. It started, if people really follow the history and the trail, it's always been about money, and money sways, and people with the money are treated different. I just had a conversation even with a lawyer from Silicon Valley, just talking about how different everybody treats the people that come in with the money versus the average Joe. There's a whole different level of rules which don't apply. And I mean, it is mind-blowing. And I just, I love this. Tell me more about this app. I want to understand this more. You created this. How is it something that, can't be hacked, can't be manipulated? Like, what would make it safer than just even, 'cause I think there's issues with voting machines.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at using blockchain technology, encryption, audit the results. I think you do the same things that you do in business. I run an accounting system, accounting service. We basically responsible for the account numbers that probably lead to trillions of dollars. I mean, people are constantly trying to hack us. I mean, we've figured this stuff out. Can a system get hacked? Yes, but do you know that it was hacked? Almost always. So what's the fear? And the other aspect is that this is it's a nominating system, not an election system. If you don't like the result, vote for the other guy or gal. I mean, so we just want to add something into the mix that's another way to elevate. If you love being a Republican or Democrat, great. But there ought to be another way. There needs to be competition. And our thought is not to go into swing districts where things are already competitive, but to figure out a way to make things competitive where people typically don't find them. And that's in a gerrymandered district. We want to try to figure out how to bring voice to opposition votes. So if you look at the app, you can see the beta version of the app is on our website. And man, I meant to have my iPad up. Like it's really just to the point we've released it like last week. There's a few more tweaks that we have to do to get to run all the way through the contest. But you can go on the website and see that there's two Pennsylvania, Philadelphia districts. One's PA1, PA2. These are real districts. I use real locations. I made the demographics of the candidates match the demographics of the district. There's 100 on each side. But you can go in and you can say, "Hey, here's kind of the way it would work. If there's 100 candidates there and these are my issues, who are my people, and how do I push them through to the next round?" And think about it, a conservative in a liberal district isn't going to get a conservative, but they might get a more centric blue, liberal than if they just let the Democrats vote for whoever they want, and vice versa. So we want to use basically the opposition party hatred against the system.
Against the
It's like, here's a
system.
way that you guys don't run a candidate, try to elect a non-major party candidate, because our goal is to create two moneyless factions, a pink and baby blue faction in Congress to balance the system out. I don't believe in a third party faction where
It's
there's
never
certain
worked out.
litmus tests that you can't bring conservatives, liberals together. So why not create, a pink and baby blue faction? That to me makes a little more sense.
And I wish, like, so you're saying I could go on this app and I can put in like my values, my eth I could just say, this decision on abortion means a lot to me. I put that in there and I see who's going to agree with me on my stance on that. And
Yes.
that's what I'll see. 'Cause I think so many people just get lost in the label of Republican Democrat.
It doesn't mean anything anymore.
It doesn't mean anything. And I think Can we just get back to like, I'll vote for my core values, for my ethics and my beliefs. I'm tired of voting for a person. A person's going to disappoint us every time. You know what I'm saying? They're
Especially
disappointing.
if at the end of the day they're going to respond to the donors and the party whip.
Yep.
So, I mean, this is really something that says that, hey, they go through this. There's some things that we've done. It's really not just about the party. We're looking at the entire political committee system. We're using a super PAC as a marketing department. The national party is really a tech company. It's built on ideal or technology, not ideology. The local committees are real, for 527 political committees that local people would figure out what the questions are, what the local issues are. And then in our system, the candidate committees are way more less powerful than they are in the current system. The winners have to make a local person treasurer of the committee, and they agree to empty the account at the end of the cycle. This is a major, major thing that say no war chest. Now you have to come into the next election cycle on a level playing field with everybody else. So to me, that this is the way you fundamentally change the relationship between politicians and money.
I love that you're taking action on this because you know how many conversations I have of people who are just like, that's it, our votes don't matter anymore.
Well,
There's
and
no
I
point.
think the frustration is that people think you have to change laws. I mean, I put a constraint on myself. It's got to work in the existing system, and
Yeah.
I figured it out. And there, it's the ironic thing here, Brandon, is that what makes this legal is the thing that everybody hates. You can't spend money. If you spend money
Yeah.
by law, you have to open and form a committee. You'd be kicked out of the contest. So if somebody's willing to break federal law to cheat in the contest, number one, it's to be evident. If you can see something, a sign, an ad, boom, we know you spent money. You're out of the contest. So
Yeah.
to me, it's easy to enforce, and it's a legal downside as you're breaking the law. So when monopolies go down, the systems that they set up to prevent, the barriers, they work against them. And that's what's going to happen here. A super PAC's going to work against them. The candidate committee rules are going to work against them.
Yeah. I have a friend who she was actually pretty heavy into politics, and she said from the get-go when I got a little radical a year or two ago, a year and a half ago, whatever. It's been a minute. And she's like, wow, I can, introduce you to people. You can really get into this because I thought, we have to be the change we want to see. And then she told me the truth about it behind the curtain that it doesn't matter. Everybody sells their soul. Like it is a people are picked and bought and paid for decades. Like it is such a manipulation of the system. So we start this. What does that look like right now for that change? Because these people are bought and paid for. We know that Congress protects Congress, and they're lawless. So
And the only thing they agree on is to protect the system. They do
protect the
not really
system.
want to, and the change that they're looking at, ranked choice voting, open primaries, they're really in getting rid of Citizens United. Accomplish all three of those things, it's still a really bad system. I mean, it's still really rigged for the incumbent. So you can make all this election reform across the board, and we're still stuck in the same pattern of re-electing incumbents. They're not really addressing the fundamental root cause of what's going on here. I think I'm the only solution that's out there,
Yeah.
frankly.
I love that. And I wish there was a way we could just like fire everybody. I mean, the government works for us. I don't understand how things got so backwards. Like, how do we just fire everybody and start over fresh and we start with a system like this? Like, that's,
Well, our
you know.
approach is really going to be like a business is that find the weakest markets. Where do we go first? And that's what we'll do. And if it's 20 red, 20 blue, that's what we do. I
Yeah.
don't think we're going to be ready for this year, but the idea is to be really organized and go in. And then the next cycle, it's, expanding in the House and go to the Senate. And eventually, if you have enough saturation, we can come up with a much better way of nominating a president than this goofy system we have today.
Yeah. How are you going to fire these people up? The people that are just like psychologically worn down because that constant feeling of political just powerless. So many people feel powerless. So how are we going to ramp, how do we get
God, I wish
them
I,
excited again?
I wish I knew the answer to that question. I do think there needs to be a viral moment or something that takes me beyond, where we are now, because I think people look at this and say, hey, it's this, little odd guy, a 65-year-old guy and a 22-year-old college graduate, and his sister,
Yeah.
this is what, but it's amazing what we've done on a shoestring budget. And really, just the idea of a fair system is really not expensive.
Yeah.
If you think when people look at this contest, I think they're going to say, why didn't we do this before? We could have done something that was free before. We just had no will to do it.
And it's, I mean, the fact that everybody has such a distrust of both sides. Like, this is, it's huge. I mean, you think that's you can use the hate against people, but you also think people wouldn't engage just because of that hate? Or how would you bypass that?
No, I think there's, I think like, like again, if you go into a blue district, a heavily blue district, there's definitely
Yeah.
frustration within people that are liberal, that they are not satisfied with the party. And I think you can go after the conservatives that have been gerrymandered into there to say that, hey, we would go out to districts that had a 70 to 80% win first. So even if you split it in half, the opposition party doesn't have a shot. So there you can say, hey, really don't run a candidate. Let's try to disrupt the system. And I think if you do this very targeted manner and you're doing this in not expensive, like to win a Senate, it's like billions, but a House race is like 5 million.
Right.
So 20 times 5, I mean, 100 million. That is in politics, it's not a lot of money. If I
Right.
find the right billionaire,
Yeah, exactly.
to help me out, that's really what I'm looking for. So my next phase, like I said, to me, the first phase was the proof of concept, what I did with
Yeah.
the students in 2025, mostly in 24, is get it to a point where we really had a prototype. Over the last few months, I worked with the Digital Democracy at Democracy Project, who stood it up using AI and can I connect it into their secure backbone. And then this release is really just an example to show people what it's like. But we may have to make it more robust, but we can plug this thing and have it working cheaply. And it's really more about convincing people to work. But the
Yeah.
technology is working. I mean, we're just counting votes. I mean, this is not rocket science.
Right. But I think sometimes like the simplest things are the hardest for people to grasp, to kind of believe onto. Kind of
And
like
there's so much.
just, yeah.
I was just saying, there's so much bad information too.
Yeah.
Like, election experts say, oh, the hackers have this other gear for voting systems. Come on. Like, they want votes more than money. I'm telling you, people want money first. And why would they screw up our system? It's already screwed
Right,
up.
right. I agree with that, but also, like, is our system screwed up? I don't think our system is broken at all. I
No,
think
and the
that
vote
is
counting, what I meant
operating.
is that.
No,
It's
I'm,
the aspect.
yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're
It's,
agreeing.
no, I'm, I think that the system that we feel like is rigged, I think that it was fully designed to operate exactly as it's operating, to protect the money, protect the donors, protect the secrets, protect whatever that is. So I very much agree, but I think they rigged it so well. That's why it's working so well.
Yeah. Well, it accurately counts votes, but the whole
Yeah.
system is rigged that you're voting for a person that. You
Yeah.
and then you hate the other guy, and
Yeah.
so it's like, yeah, you're getting who they want to elevate because they're loyal, and they
Right.
need to be loyal to us, not to party leadership and big money.
What is something about the current election process that a lot of people don't fully understand?
Well, I think that aspect of that they don't lose their vote on election day, they lose their vote when major legislation comes up, and the party whips go to the members and say, hey, if you want to get reelected, you vote for this bill. And that's where our votes are robbed. And at that point, they now own that representative. And then the next time they come around to get reelected, there's $100 or $200, $2,700 checks that come in from this Senate Democratic Reelection Fund or whatever they are. They're not a fund. That was my big revelation. I went to my original plan was to have the Party Reelection Fund award the prize money. And I
Yeah.
went into my election attorney. He goes, Tom, that's illegal. They can't do that. And
Oh.
I was like, oh man. And I was so anti-super PAC, I never even thought about the idea of using the super PAC. But I'm
Yeah.
thinking, wow, they're having a hard time getting rid of this thing, so why don't we use it?
Yeah.
And now, the instrument that they thought, that was a good idea to put infinite power in, an engineer figured out how to use that
How to
against
use
them.
it
And that
against them. That's genius. I feel like is there a little irony in the idea with AI and everything happening, that technology could actually play a role in restoring trust.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is that since we brought the development to a now a real software shop here in Pittsburgh, they've been able to make amazing progress with like 6 grand, 10 grand. You know, it's like I can even afford it in the party to take it from where it is, and they're you know the ability to kind of speed up programming now is really incredible. So these are guys that I hired at Bookminders that did our enterprise system, and I can tell you I spent like 100 times that. And you know now but it was way more. I mean, it was everything that was running our company, but you know very easy and affordable to kind of build an app, and we'll make it robust. And there's this application called Votes, which is a currently used by service members. It's blockchain. It requires you to put your face in front of your phone. It makes your phone basically a little ballot box. And if we trust it for gambling and Venmo, we can do this. And we'll have ways to audit the results and make sure that, you know, if I want to make the polling location smaller, like a school district, a grade school district, or an apartment building, so people can go in and say, "Hey, I see that apartment 1712 voted," and it's like, "No, he's dead." You know, so you could actually let the conspiracy theorists work for you.
I totally get that. I like that. What I want the listeners to understand, because this isn't my normal political audience, but I do think it's important that they are caring about policies and that they are caring about the direction of our country. Because I think, both sides are very toxic. I think, there's a lot of evil. I call it evil inside the system with the money. What is the danger of people just emotionally checking out and not participating in democracy altogether?
What we have now. I mean, I think what happens is that the partisan people take over. And I think that's why the primary system works so well. There's a lot of inertia, you know, to get to the polls, and the diehard R's and D's, you know, go. And then they're getting diehard R's and D's to represent it. So this isn't really government of the people when all the people don't vote.
I love that you see that pattern, because that's exactly what I saw in the election. Everybody just coming through and the big presidential election and straight ticket Rs across the board for whatever reason. And nobody's looking at policies, still at that point. And I just think everybody panics at that moment, but if they showed up for the smaller stuff, it wouldn't be such a panic at the voting booth. And I feel like, those voters, the big R's, like they didn't show up for a long time. They didn't have a voice until after the last presidency, and then everybody wants to speak up. And I think that's dangerous too, because then it goes radical. Like you said, there's too big of a shift. Like there needs to be, we can't just sit around and wait till we're really upset with how things are going. It's like that small choice every single day, like I want to be engaged, and that's what I want to wake people up to, is like, please don't wait until the next, don't sit around for the next 3 years if.
But do you think, I think part of the problem is it's not compelling, it's not entertaining. And, you know, we every couple of years become fans of some weird Olympic sport, you know,
My
and
gosh.
discover some person we never knew. And I think it's because it's produced and it's interesting. And, you know, I think right now politics is a bad reality show. And I think we can turn it into a better one if you actually make it a fair competition, because they'll be forced to be fair and civil, because otherwise they'll look bad and they'll be out. I mean, the only reason they get away with this behavior is that they can't.
They can, and that's exactly it on, everywhere. I mean, you're definitely speaking to people when it comes to there is no accountability. Like obvious stuff that we've seen, and I am a conspiracy. I do wear the tinfoil hat quite a bit, and no matter which rabbit hole I go on, there's no accountability on either side. So I can be very honest about that, of like whatever strings I pull, I definitely find everybody's
Okay, well,
lifeblood on
put your
everything.
tinfoil hat on, because I'm going to tell you a story.
Heck
This
yeah.
past fall, I through Wilson's Fountain. So I have two organizations. WilsonsFountain.us is an LLC. It's a sandbox for me where I can spend money on legal research as long as we don't say the words America's Main Street Party. And the Wilson Sound Construct, America's Main Street Party, is the national party. And
Okay.
so it's the model for how we do this. So last fall, I hired a PR firm out of New York City that has political experience. And I spent significant money for 4 or 5 months marketing to the major news networks. We got zero coverage. Zero. In a time when gerrymandering is all over the news,
Yeah.
I'm basically saying we have a system that combats gerrymandering, requires no new laws. And we're sending out 200 to 200 contacts multiple times a week over a 16-week period, and we got zero out of that. You explain that to me.
Yeah, you're shadow banned, my friend. You're not serving the system, and the system's always going to protect itself. But that's the crazy part, right, Tom, is that like the political ties are tied to media, they're tied to the news, they're tied to everywhere. And if it's not going to serve the drama, they're always going to protect their money, even if you're doing this and can benefit whatever party you choose. They're still going to select to choose the greater good that's going to serve
Yeah.
themselves. And
And they like certain election reform. They don't
yeah.
like other certain election. For the election reform, people don't like what I'm doing. I've gotten a lot of negative feedback. I talk to people in the election reform space. In the accounting space where I work, if I meet with an accountant, they say, hey, you should talk to this other accountant, or here's how you expand your, even though we're in the same market. I've never had anybody in the election reform space offer to introduce me to anyone. Actually, there was one example of somebody who did a favor for me behind closed doors. I
Yeah.
appreciate what she did. But it
Right.
has been very, 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 few people have been willing to stick their neck out and help me out. I'm sorry, too. They're both women.
Yeah, I feel like we need to protect Tom at all costs, because this is the thing I know to be true. When you question the system or when you threaten their money, I mean, they're gonna do whatever that you're going up against it. You're going upstream. I don't think it's impossible. I just think that they don't want to see you coming, sir.
Well, I'm just saying it's ironic. The same
Yeah.
people who are upset at the R's and D's for putting the party ahead of
Yeah.
their country are putting their donors ahead of the country, and
Yes.
they're basically, we feel like, an existential threat to the
Yep.
same problem they're trying to solve. So it just it's frustrating. That
Yeah.
that's really been the only disheartening aspect of this. I re actually expected opposition from the major parties. I didn't expect it from
Right.
the election reform movement. But so we'll have to build our own audience, I guess, one small podcast at a time. But we want to try to get it. We got to get a into the upper area, because I think once you get that, it gives you the credibility. It says, hey, this person who's 10 million viewers is endorsing this or supporting it or
Yeah.
giving it airtime. But I'll just keep doing this. This is the 55th podcast I've done since February. So, I mean, and I do, they're left, right, center. And
Yeah.
you can't even tell the ideology that hosts. And it's really interesting, because I'll get off and I'll see who their other guests are. And, wow, I was on that
Yeah.
podcast. Okay.
No, it's funny because I've had guests from both sides, right? Like I, flat out had guests from both sides, and it's, can we just have a conversation? There's a lot that we can agree on if we could just get over the ridiculousness of, yeah, I may not agree on your morals and your values and your ethics, and there's stuff I draw a line in the sand on, but we're still people, and I'm willing to talk to you about like why that's your story, and
Well,
see that without judgment.
what I'm finding is that everybody's pretty much hates the election system the same way. And the
Exactly.
conversation is identical. It's like, I can't tell, what this show is,
No,
because
you can't.
everybody agree. I'm not talking to you,
Yes.
but yes, I don't know. But
Yes.
the conversation is identical, and we just don't get into the other stuff. And so in that respect, I like it that I was afraid initially that I was going to get drawn into conversations I didn't want to have. It almost never happens.
Yeah. Well, because that's the thing that, I mean, people listening, I don't care, red, blue, whatever, red, blue, purple, I don't care what it is. Why can't we all just agree this is totally jacked up, and this
Yeah.
is something that can actually help us? And what's really sad is exactly what you're pointing out, is that no matter who you're talking to, we all agree. We all agree. But the media isn't going to support that because What how does that help them? If we started to agree and there was less hate and we started to actually do what I've said, I'm like, start the rebellion. Like, why can't we? Why are we paying taxes like we pay taxes, right? Like, why are we taxed and taxed and taxed? And why is voting, why is everything in the government so secret, but they know everything about me? Like, why is it so backwards? It's just so backwards. And if we got along long enough for us all to agree, we could just all agree that this is important and it's going to start here.
Yeah, I think that change does come from places that are unexpected. I have to think that nobody ever thought an engineer from Pittsburgh an idea from
Right.
this. But the in the defense of the media is that it's a very changing landscape for them. I think that this is a scary idea that, right now they hold a value in the whole election cycle. If I'm taking away advertising, that is a ton of money. And that as well, and the value of media polling goes away if we can directly get the input from people through the cycles. Now it's like, hey, the primary election's coming. What do the polls say? Well, this guy has more money than her, and so
Oh,
he'll
yeah.
win, and then everybody votes for him because they want to vote for the winner.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just watched this most recent election we just had. I just watched someone, they spent the most money just to pull a guy out because he believes in the Constitution. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of money to spend on one person, just with one mission. The most money that's ever been spent. And how would that have been if money was taken out of the equation? If we're just voting on like the beliefs and the core, the policies, if we get to just vote on policies,
Well,
I think.
I think we're the first one that has integrated policy into a voting mechanism. Like I said, if you go to the app, you'll see there's seven issues. Put all seven issues, the idea
Yeah.
numerically to matching up, even within 100, is pretty small.
Yeah.
But at least you won't be one issue voters. And there's also places that where you can just, those are the seven issues, also policy position would be other ways to find, the candidates. But
Yeah.
let's systematize this like we have done everything else. I think they
Yeah.
deliberately don't want to systematize it. They like the idea that we get bombarded with text messages and have to cough up $5.
That's again that they created this for their benefit. And now I feel like, your biggest wall is going to be people saying, "Well, what's in it for me?" Because that's what a lot of these people are like, is their hand is out, "What's in it for me? What's in it for me?" Government positions should be voluntary. Like, we're really paying people to take a vacation all the time, and like they don't have to make decisions. It is wild to me. But I think it should be. I watch this really. It's trash TV, so confession time of how human I am. So my audience is going to be so disappointed. It's called Love is Blind. Stupid show where
No.
they don't
I
see
know the
each other.
show.
Yeah,
I know the show.
perfect. Okay.
I had a relative that was wanting to
Oh, that's awesome.
get on it. She
Well,
was close.
I feel like voting should almost be like that. We should never see the person. We should never know their name. We shouldn't know anything about them except their policies and what they're going to fight for and how they're going to serve us. Like, how are they going to work with us to make the country great? Like, how do we do that to serve the people? I just feel like it should be completely blind because that would change a
So it's
lot of,
interesting you say that because
yeah.
the first round of this is kind of blind because it's so impractical to filter through 100 candidates. So you want to
Yeah.
use the quiz. So what you're doing, you say, this is what's important to me. It brings back 20. My prediction is that most people will not even look at the 20 people came down. They're just going to hit endorse all and see who makes the top 20. That's my prediction. So whether there's 100, 500, whatever people in there, it's just too much work. So now people have to think about the issues, otherwise they can't get a subset.
I love that. I love that you're forcing people into that because I think that's the core of where we need to start for healing.
Yeah,
Just
it's the home
recognizing
screen.
the
It's
issues.
right there.
Yeah.
Tell us what you, it's called My Issues.
My
It'll
issues.
return your candidates.
Yeah. That's amazing. I wish I could go right now to figure out my issues just for the next poll coming up because I have to search through a lot of people and a lot of history and a lot of string pulling to figure out. I love this idea. I do. I very much love this idea. I am praying for the success of this and that doors open for you because you're doing something about this. And most people are just like, hands up, we're done, we give up. And that's frustrating for me. I would love to even talk about this on my other show.
I'd love to go.
Yeah, it is very, you'll definitely know where you're at in that show. You'll know what show you're on. It's not so middle ground, but it's middle ground enough to say like all of us can come together and agree on a lot of things. A lot of things that there needs to be a system change. There needs to be some voting reform. And not just that, like solid integrity. Like what happened to that in our politicians? Like that money, the selling out, like that's a whole other issue to
The
just.
system doesn't reward it. I mean, the one thing I've seen them, last couple of decades is some people say, "Oh, well, he or she looks like they're a perfectly normal person," and 2 years later, they've gone batshit crazy. And
Horrific.
it's the system. They realize that to succeed in that system, you have to perform for donors, and you have to get on TV and say ridiculous things, and that's how you succeed in that system. That won't work in our system. In fact, I think that person's going to look like an idiot and they'll get elected out. I think that pretty quickly people will figure out, hey, if you want to get reelected, you better make sure you did support the issues that they told you need support. If you do that, then you're reliable.
Well, I'm excited for that then. I'm all for the change. I'm in support of your work. We're running up on our time here, so I want to
Sure.
make sure we leave people with a way to figure this out. Let us know when it is fully active. But what would you say to my listener right now who is that cynical, exhausted, and just they feel hopeless about this country?
Well, I'd say that, go to mainstreetparty.org, go to the page called A Brand New Way. There's a 1 minute video that describes how this will work. And then right beside it, if you click on that mobile phone, it'll jump you into the beta version of the app. You can play with it. And it's really probably by the time this airs, it'll be working pretty well. We're just going to keep making it a little bit more robust. You can see, like, we use AI to generate these avatar candidates. And also, they're there kind of making stump speeches, but they're not saying anything. But you get the idea that we don't need advertising to, figure out who we want to vote for.
I love that. I'll link stuff in the show notes, you guys. Tom, this is the part of the show where I get to tell you what I think makes you special. And it's not just that you're willing to have the conversation about politics, it's that you are actively talking about participation, that you saw the deep things happening in people, not just the frustration, but the disconnection and what is wrong with the system, the feeling that ordinary voices don't matter anymore. And instead of just complaining about the system and throwing your hands up like most people do, you start asking, how do we bring people back into that? How do we bring integrity back into voting? And I think that matters because whether people agree with your ideas or not, you're trying to restore ownership and engagement and the belief that people still have a role in shaping their future. And I think that's incredibly powerful. I am going to keep an eye on your mission because I think it's, I don't meet a lot of people that are willing to do something about everything that everyone else is just complaining about. And so I think that's incredible. To everyone listening, you guys, pay attention to where you've become cynical because hopeless people stop participating. And when people stop believing that their voice matters, someone else is always going to step in and use theirs louder. So you don't have to agree with everyone, but you should care enough to stay engaged because truth matters, integrity matters, people matter. And God did not create people to live completely disconnected from responsibility and leadership and community. We are called to be a part of this, to actively engage. So I want you guys to be more thoughtful, to be aware, and be courageous. Okay? Make sure you get resourced with Tom here. You guys know your mess is your message, even the frustration, even the distrust, even the feeling that things are broken. Those moments become the beginning of better conversations. If this episode is speaking to you, you guys know I ask you to share the show every single episode, but I am telling you, this is probably one of the most important asks I'm asking. Let's help him get traction and see how we can be a part of becoming the change. Okay, ignoring it, I guess we're complicit and we're like, cool, the system's great. So there's a little bit of pressure for you to share this out because there's people that need to hear it that Tom couldn't reach without your help. So please share this with someone who needs it. Check the show notes to get resourced with him. And you guys know if you're ready for the hot seat, I dare you to come tell me why you're special. Thank you so much for coming in to the hot seat today with your time and for letting us know. I am a fan of your work.
Thank you much.